statue of you in your town?
No, God, no. There never will be. If there is, I'll steal it and I'll bury it.
Can you talk a little bit about that giant front four and where they've come since your last meeting? Obviously, they're a lot healthier now.
Yeah, I think they're healthier, and I think that they're playing, really good football at this point. And, you know, look, they're all accomplished in what they do, and it'll be a heck of a test for us up front.
And Bill was asked in his press conference about you and Tom being together so long, you know, the longest quarterback left tackle combination, longest running. Is it amazing to you that you guys have been together this long?
Yeah, I can't believe he's tolerated me, to be quite honest with you. No, it's been great. It's been a heck of a run, and I couldn't ask for a better guy back there.
Matt, can you talk about how you're feeling? I know you probably were asked that before, but how are you feeling?
Great. Awesome.
Can you just explain what happened earlier in the week? We just talked to Logan, and he said you didn't look too good walking down the hallway.
Yeah, not 100% sure how it happened, but, caught the bug. I have three young kids, so they're always bringing home everything. So.
Well, we were told that a bunch of the equipment guys had it, personnel guys, and it was
worse. Those guys are dirty, though. They always get that stuff. It's an ongoing battle.
So do you feel like you're going to be back?
I'm good. I'm feeling good.
Can you also talk about just the sort of, I don't want to call it the war of words with Bosie, but just going back and forth?
Yeah, you know what? I've never gotten involved with that stuff. You know, in my entire career, I've never said a word to anybody on the field, and I don't intend to start now. And, you know, it is what it is.
So
taking a stride.
You say Belichick you when you say it is what it is.
Well, I've heard that a few times in my career.
So when he says that stuff, you just don't even respond, or what goes?
You know, I don't read the papers and I don't watch the TV. I'll tell you one thing: if I never see another thing about football or the primary or anything political, I'd be fine for the rest of my life. I mean, I'm not sure you can turn a television on without seeing something about one of the candidates for the Republican Party or something to do with the football. So at this point, I'm good with all those.
And Matt, as an O-line, do you sort of really relish this opportunity, the challenge against a D-line and maybe that NASCAR package they throw in there every now and then?
I mean, yeah, it's always great when you're going up against a group like this. You know, you got to go out and prove it each and every week, and, you know, we'll be on pace to do that again this week.
Talk about your longevity and just being able to play the position as a rusher. The level you have and how rare that is now in this league of guys here.
Yeah, I keep a salt block in my house, and I lick it constantly. That's pretty much been the key to my success. I'm like a deer in the woods, you know, looking for minerals at any chance. No, I've been fortunate. I've been blessed to stay healthy, and, you know, I've battled through a lot of things. I've had numerous surgeries and all that good stuff, but, you know, overall, I've been able to bounce back from it, and, it's been great. I mean, being around, you know, these guys and this team and this organization for so long, you know, it's been a heck of a ride.
Being from Detroit, we have a guy, Jeff Back, is kind of the same.
Yeah, he and I came out together, and, oh, yeah, I mean, we came out at the same time and, you know, obviously played against each other in college, and, you know, Jeff's a great guy. He's a great player. You know, same thing. You know, he's been really healthy for the most part, and, you know, I know he had the pec issue earlier, and kind of was laughing with him about that when we faced each other earlier, but, you know, he's been a solid guy out there.
Yeah, when we talk to fans about the Super Bowl, Patriots fans, they use words like revenge, get him back. But I wonder, for a player, somebody who played the game, does what happened 4 years ago have any impact on what might happen today?
No, it was a long time ago. Yeah, amnesia.
Man, 6 months ago, you guys were still, you know, in the negotiations trying to get the game so you could play the game. Can you talk a little bit about, you know,
I mean, I think it's been talked about a lot about their relationship and, you know, kind of what happened there. And, you know, that was a tough process for everybody. And I was pretty close to it. Not as close as Jeff and those guys on the executive committee and Brian Waters. And, you know, those guys put in countless hours to make sure that we got this thing back on track. And, you know, it took a lot of people to pull that thing together. And, you know, ultimately, you know, I think we did what was best, you know, for each and every guy in the league. And, you know, we addressed a lot of concerns that players had. And, you know, I think that the ownership got a lot of things across that they needed to get done. And it was a good compromise.
Matt, this is